I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
We're efforting to get Zach Mizell on the show.
I
know.
You know what? He's probably tied up scoring. He's not done scoring bounce back fall back.
Yeah.
Give him 30 seconds.
We did get a text. Did we not,
Bone? You want to get that stuff squared away first.
Bone, did we not get a text?
Yeah. You got a text saying that. Yes.
You asked.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you asked
like
for
said,
a text.
Bring him on and let's play stump the band. I'm sure if you're scoring, then you're keeping it in an official scorebook like a baseball game.
No,
and so we can say,
why do you have to assume that's how they score? Why do you have to assume that's how they score?
He's keeping it.
Good point, Bum.
Until Friday when we do it again.
Yes.
That way, okay.
There's only one person on this planet who is, it's a possibility, and it's entirely remote.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, it's not a he. It's Margie or nobody, and it's not Margie.
Margie might play. Well, let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Zach Mizell covers the Guardians for The Athletic and joins us now. And, Zach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We will admit that we did not know who Craig Albernaz was before a couple of days ago. You wrote a couple great pieces about him and his relationship with Stephen Vogt. So for the people here in Baltimore, tell us what they're getting in Craig Albernaz.
Yeah, guys, I had never heard of him either when he came to Cleveland. And then he walks in the room and you hear this overpowering Massachusetts, Boston, New England accent, and you'll never forget him again. he's such an interesting case, and it's, we always say, like, the best teachers are not always the ones who excelled themselves, right? You know, Barry Bonds. Had a brief tenure as a hitting coach, Mark McGwire, and those aren't guys who stuck around a long time. And I think a big thing is you need to understand the struggle, especially as a hitter or as a catcher in today's game. And Albernaz certainly did that. Never reached the majors, but turned himself into a valuable cog in the Rays system just as a minor leaguer who was a leader, a guy who was a big part of spring training every year, and a guy that Tampa wanted to keep around until the point that Joe Maddon one day in spring training about 12 years or so ago just projected to the room that Craig Albernaz was going to make a great coach or manager someday. So that kind of gave Albernaz the light bulb, the idea that, you know, maybe this is a path I want to pursue. And here we are, and he's going to have his first crack at it.
And if you haven't seen Zach's pieces, go to his Twitter, Zach Mizell. He's got two great pieces on The Athletic to read. But, Zach, just talk about Craig's relationship with Stephen Vogt, because it really seems like they were tied at the hip.
It's crazy how it worked out, because they were both interviewing for the Guardians' managerial vacancy after Terry Francona stepped aside in October of 23. And the Guardians loved both of them. You know, Albernaz was a finalist. Vogt was a finalist. They kind of knew they wanted Vogt all along from the first time they talked to him. But this was their first managerial hiring process in more than a decade. And they wanted to be thorough and deliberate about it. And also, when you do that, you're interviewing people. There might be somebody that doesn't work out as manager. They're not your top choice, but maybe they wind up on that manager's staff. And that's what happened here. So Albernaz and Vogt are interviewing for this job. And like, the Guardians knew that they had history together. They didn't quite know how strong that history was. The two guys are texting each other, calling each other every day. All right, how was your interview? What'd they ask? How are things going? So it's pretty rare to have a situation like that. These guys came up through Tampa's system together. They were both catchers. They were both unheralded. You know, Albernaz went to Eckerd College. Anyone know where that is?
No.
Right. Not until I read your article.
Yeah, St. Pete. And Vogt went to Azusa Pacific in Central California. So these guys have had to earn it. And Vogt did, and he became a two-time All-Star and played for a decade. and Albernaz obviously had a different path, but you know, they pushed each other. They were vying for attention from the Rays, and they were also good friends. And that sort of relationship has remained, where they were in the dugout. Albernaz was initially bench coach, then they promoted him. You know, he turned down opportunities with the White Sox and the Marlins last winter, and the Guardians rewarded him by promoting him to associate manager. So you'd see those two in the dugout and constantly talking through situations, but also like their personalities, they're talking trash. They're bickering. They're like a married couple or like brothers who are just constantly ragging on each other. And it worked. You know, they came in to Cleveland and it seemed like that coaching staff had been intact for a decade.
So obviously he's never managed before, but because of this unique relationship, how sort of integral do you think he was in this whole guards ball thing that's going on there? And how much of a voice do you think he had as these two, I guess, are constantly chirping through games? Like, how much influence do you think he had? Do you think, despite being sort of a first-time major league bench coach, that he might have had maybe even more of a prism into managing than some other guys because of this relationship and because they're both first-timers together?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I think there's a lot of components to it. One, you know, it helped. They had Carl Willis, who's in his mid-60s, yeah, grizzled, has presided over 5 Cy Young winners in his career. And so, you know, those guys didn't have to come in and figure out, okay, who can pitch and how can we teach these guys to pitch? You had that figured out. It was really about establishing a culture and making sure that a pretty young team felt like they were equipped to win. And it helped that they got off to a good start in 2024 and they never really looked back. And I think those two leaned on each other a lot to get through it, to get through adversity. Mm-hmm. I mean, this season alone, like, Guardians had a 10-game losing streak, then they lose 2 pitchers to a gambling scandal. They lose 9 of 10 in August and they somehow rally and win the division. So I think leadership is critical there. I think that's one of Albernaz's gifts, is motivating guys, being tough on guys, and yet being understanding, because he went through it. He knows how hard it is, and he knows what it means just to get to the big leagues, because he never got that call. Like, he was waiting for it. So he's been in the room when other guys have gotten that call. He's been in the room for difficult conversations. He and Vogt were attached at the hip. So I think there's a lot, you know, he had his hand in a lot of it. Obviously, though, you need the relationship with the front office. You need to be able to have an environment where you can have candid conversations, difficult conversations. You can throw out ideas that maybe seem stupid on the surface, but, you know, after talking about it, you realize, hey, maybe this is the path we should go. You know, I'm just thinking about, like, the Guardians had a kid, Chase DeLauder, mm-hmm. make his major league yes. debut during the wild card series yep. in an elimination game. And I'm just imagining that whoever's idea it was first, threw it out in a room, and it might have been Albernaz, it might have been Vogt, it might have been a front office person, but they had a culture in place where someone could voice that, and it sounds preposterous, and yet you talk through it, and ideas are welcome. I think that was a big thing in Cleveland. It's very collaborative, all that corporate buzzword stuff, but it's worked for them. You just need the right people. And so if the Orioles have the right people in place, if they put a good staff around him and make moves to, you know, you obviously need talent. But yeah. I think he comes from a place where they were able to squeeze quite a bit out of a roster that I think the average baseball fan would look at and not guess that team won division titles the last 2 years.
Zach, last thing for you, because we obviously around baseball, people think there's a lot of young talent here in Baltimore, but I don't want to speak for these guys, but I feel like the culture here has been lacking, especially over the last year. In your mind, is Craig the right guy to maybe change this culture here in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, so you never know, right? I feel like there are probably some brilliant minds who just were not in the right situation, and so it didn't pan out, and we'll never know if those people were great managers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, I always thought Manny Acta had, he was super sharp, and he had a rough go of it with the Nationals for a few years, but they had no, they were tanking. They had no talent. They were trying to get Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg, and it worked. And he came to Cleveland, and the first year they were like a 500 team, or his second year, and they gave him an extension. And it was like, yeah, this guy. And then you look at the roster, and it's like he had Shelly Duncan hitting fourth and like all these no names. And it didn't work out, and he was fired, and Terry Francona came in. But I always wondered, if you put Manny Acta with a great roster, you know, could he make magic? And so the one thing I can say about Albernaz is, like, the leadership qualities, I don't think you can question them. And I think the experience helps. You know, he worked in San Francisco for 4 years, helping with the catchers and the bullpen, and came to Cleveland and was – you know, I think we'll look back on this staff in Cleveland and say, like, Kai Correa just got the bench coach job with the Mets. He came from the staff. Carl Willis, obviously very distinguished. They've got a couple other people on the pitching side of things who seem like they'll certainly be pitching coaches in the future. So I think he's been around a good group to prepare him for this. And that's about as far as I can take it, because you never really know what's going to happen.
Zach Meisel covers the Guardians for The Athletic. Zach, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to go. Take care.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Twib Notes. And we got a classic game in the Fall Classic last night. You probably fell asleep. Don't worry. We'll recap next here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.